Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here talking Seek and Sister Wife back again. How'd you feel?
I loved it.
I think Marcus Marcus and Nick to me are the most fascinating.
They're the stars.
They're the stars for sure.
Marcus is Nick, a smooth operator, huh?
Yeah, the way he just like really smoothly brought that up. I mean,
getting the Airbnb, his outfit.
Creepy. Yeah. Creepy. All of it. First, though, before we get into it, wanted to shout out a few folks who left us reviews recently. I hope I say this. Mikkel's Lady, you said rewind as Riri, which I love the abbreviation. We love you. Thank you.
Yes, also, thank you. So sweet.
Chal C6, thank you. We love you. And Sherba Cowgirl, we love you too. Thank you so much. Taking time to write reviews like literally warms our hearts. So we appreciate you guys.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. It's really makes our day. And congratulations to Rebecca and a little baby boy. And shout out to our sweetheart, the queen of Escape to Reality podcast, Kathy. Someday I hope we get to meet you, and you're always so nice reaching out and saying kind things. We really appreciate it.
We love you guys, our ladies. All right, who do you want to start with?
All right. Let's start with, I love Marcus. I also hate Marcus.
Me too. Yeah. Let's start there. I think he's preying on vulnerable women is what it feels like. And like flying somebody in feels like a pimp move. Putting them in an Airbnb is creepy for a date. And then not telling her up front, just like she said, she wouldn't have gotten on the plane.
Trapping her.
Yeah.
But okay. I guess why does she think she's on TV? Why is there a camera in the room?
I was thinking
what he tells her.
Yeah.
That just crossed my mind. And
I was watching.
It's predatory if you have to tell someone something to their face rather than over the phone to keep them, trap them.
Right. I mean, the most shocking thing to me is how small of a man he is and how he's pulling these women. Like when he was ironing his shirt at the beginning of the episode, the iron looked bigger than him. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like the iron was like at his mid weight, like the ironing board.
Surprisingly,
was
his wife wasn't there. The first wife, she's probably ironing for him. I wonder where his Airbnb is in relation to his house. And he's got a whole list of women he's working with.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, he's the one who refers to it as fishing. He's just out here scamming women, probably honestly like fucking randoms and then being oh, I'm a polygamist. Are you in? Oh, they're not in. She's not a fit. That's what he's doing, I'm sure.
I feel bad. I mean, the two women that he's married to, I feel the worst for them out of, I guess, all the women just because it's, seems like he's the shadiest out of all the men.
Yeah.
And that they're not the ones on board and it feels like they're more trapped in the situation. Mm-hmm. How he says all the kids are living in such a great environment. The kids want for nothing. There's always
when he said around. He was pitching like they have multiple streams of income.
It felt like a timeshare.
A parent.
Multiple streams of income. Can you imagine? Yeah. For a relationship.
It's great. I mean,
multiple
he was like
streams. Where are these? Who?
I know he's, I mean, he's selling though.
Do these women know that they're sharing their money with women coming in?
Right. When he said like, you know, I'm just going to have to drop this polygamous bomb. It's like, oh my God.
She was pretty too. And then she's in the bathroom. I wonder how she's on TV, right? Signs it off. I'd like to know that.
The same thing.
Yeah, I need to know.
Yeah. I just couldn't figure out why she was on camera and pretending like, I don't know. She didn't
unless
know.
It's staged, but she did seem pissed. Or she maybe did. It was re. And then he's smashing the potatoes and he's a worker.
How do you feel? Like, I don't know. I don't want It's creepy to have a home in home Airbnb date for a first date. I find that major red flag. I don't want some random man cooking for me. I'd rather go out to dinner, feel safe.
You know? I would feel safe because the cameramen are there. And then I'm wondering, like, are these cameramen in on the murder? But I need, especially, you're flying in. What is, why did they be flying in people?
I mean, she's probably like, ooh, a free trip to, I don't even know where they are. North Carolina.
How much money is he making?
I know. It's probably, it was probably a Spirit flight, you know?
Spirit flight is dirt cheap.
I'll never fly Spirit. Like,
God, I never, never have.
You're dealing with an echelon of traveler that is not used to flying. That's like, it's real cheap. It's a mess. You like, Dorian's parents flew Spirit once here. They waited 3 hours to get their bags from baggage claim. And like, I was shocked because like my father-in-law will pay for any, like, he's not a cheap person. He's like, I will never fly Spirit again. Sometimes
I think Spirit is so dirt cheap compared to some these days that it's like, but to me, it's a nightmare.
Paying all day.
When I used to book flights at a corporate place, I always felt really guilty. I only booked a person on Spirit here and there once in a great while, and they would get screwed over. They'd have to get booked onto like Southwest. When Southwest is your upgrade, you're in trouble.
I know. God.
And airlines, I'm sorry. There is something nice to know that if you are paying a decent price, the air, it feels safer. Like, you're not going to drop. How is it that much cheaper? What are we
exactly
skimping on?
Well, you're missing. I mean, you're missing everything. You're missing like competent people. They're probably hiring shit flight attendants and like subpar pilots. I mean, it's probably just across the board.
Plus they nickel and dime you. The base is cheaper. Yeah. Then they get you
pick
in
a seat. Right. $100. You bring out a bag. That's not a purse. $100.
America. So, we really need a high speed train. That'd be awesome.
I mean, America's infrastructure system is fucked. So
it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's happening. all right.
And
what's anything else on India, Marcus? And
I don't know. Nothing. I got that girl. Just get out. I would be gone that day. I would not spend the night with him.
No, I'm gone. Let's talk. Honestly, this is my favorite. This is my favorite bunch. The Davis family.
Oh, they're the best.
There's nothing better than watching them all. I mean, okay. The fact that it opened up with Danielle and Nick, and he was like, we're just two flames setting the bed on fire with each other. Disgusting.
With his dirty penis that's double dipped.
Ugh.
Can you imagine getting up to go to the bathroom and you have to get, and then he follows you into bed to screw. It's like, I just had to go pee. I don't want to have sex with you.
All of them laying in the bed together, like rubbing each other. Disgusting. And the wedge pillow conversation. It's just like, you can't tell me that they all don't sleep together. I would not buy it for a second. It's happening. And if you think it's not, you're an idiot. It's definitely happening.
April and Jennifer, you think with their facial expressions and everything that they've seen humping live in action.
Yeah.
They've seen some stuff. They had to have. I'm being really stupid to think they haven't.
No, they absolutely have. I mean, Nick is a one of one in terms of like a character on the show, because when he was sitting, when they like moved into the kitchen, they were like making breakfast or whatever.
Who's going to make me breakfast?
And he's like spitting his bullshit that he was reading, like, you know, this, and then like homocryality comes into play.
I
and they're
to
like,
Google
what?
That to see if that was even a real word.
I feel like he is making shit up. He seemed like if you ran into a mentally ill person on the street who was like mumbling about something, that's what they would be saying to you. I think he's like, just the fact that he's sitting there, like he's educating them about a concept that no one has ever heard, that like, I found it hilarious.
They're all working for him too. They cook for him. They clean for him. They drive him around. He does not lift a finger.
When he saddled into the back seat, I almost died. You got your harem of women and you're not driving them around and you are not employed. I can't believe it.
It's really, you would think that he would be like, I'm going to drive my women, but he goes the full other spectrum. It's really fascinating.
It really is.
I still can't get over the fact that he wants Danielle to marry someone else. Then Danielle gets dropped off at that house. And
think about the level of confidence you have to have to tell a woman that you're trying to recruit into the family, like, eh, well, when the fourth comes in, then the two of you get married. I mean, just bold, bold.
He doesn't seem like, I know that everyone thinks he's creepy from the internet, but Danielle, does Jennifer seem happy to you? April seems happy to me.
Yes. April seems happy as shit.
What is you were so right that Jennifer is the sexual toy.
Yes, that's like his favorite sexually. April is fine too. I think April's like the mom. The women. Yes,
right.
She's the head. She can probably check Nick from time to time and just be like, "You're being a dumbass."
Yeah, and she was the number one broad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't feel like April and Jennifer are attracted
to each other.
No. Do you?
No, I don't. Oh, yeah, no. I just wonder if I'm missing something.
I don't think they hook up. Like, I think if anything is happening in the bed with the three of them, it's like he's on her and then he's on her and his finger slips in over there and then he flips over. I mean, I think it's I don't think they're
I love it what your brain's thinking.
I don't think they're sleeping together, like together, the women together, but I think they're there present.
If something, yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. I guess so many questions. So when they dropped her off and then they got back in the car, when they gave her the hug and everything, it did seem like they all got along and they, we had a nice weekend
I think they did. I think she's the next one. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get that from Danielle, but I could be wrong. I feel like Danielle.
Yeah, no, I think she's a little. I mean, that
her
was
eyes
a lot.
Look a little wide when she's around.
Yeah. She's just trying to like figure it out.
She's experienced. This is an experience for her, but I don't know.
Yeah, you think
it's really got to be hard to find a third out of nowhere who's never been in the polygamous realm. You would need right?
Most of these shows where it's like failing to find the next
the
person,
third,
right?
Yeah.
Like most of these seasons, well, not even third, like the fourth. Or
How
yeah,
did they
third
find
wife.
Jennifer.
I see what you mean.
Does Jennifer seem like, I would love to know Jennifer's background. Does she seem sad?
I feel like she was raised by like a single parent.
And she's lonely.
Like, yeah. She had kind of a hard life and stumbled her way in.
Nick could be a real scumbag, but these women are going along with it. So you can't blame all him for it. They're going to work and paying the bills. It's not right?
Don't hate the player, hate the game. He's he is hustling.
Yeah,
he's made his dream life. He's got multiple women that he's just banging anytime he wants. He doesn't work. He sits at home and spits his theoretical bullshit to them, and they buy it. I mean,
who's cooking for me? It's like a 3-year-old. Who's making me breakfast?
They work for him, like we work for toddlers. It's the same shit.
God. Yeah. And then Jennifer driving, then April when he was in the back seat, though, like he's going soccer practice. That was just great.
It's pure comedy.
I need to know who's in Danielle's house. What is Danielle thinking? What is Danielle saying?
Yeah.
That is wild. And what kind of Airbnb were they staying at? In some residential neighborhood? It was not like an Airbnb vacation. But I picture at least you're in some type of either like a beach town or some type of situation.
Yeah, those are the sad, realistic Airbnbs.
I really am much more of a hotel just seems like I guess for that situation is better, but Airbnb is wild.
Really depends on like how you're traveling. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if you're with a group, an Airbnb makes sense. It's just more cost effective.
I've just heard so many horror stories lately.
Well, I'm going to one next weekend. I'll report back. We just went to one. It was beautiful. We had a good time.
Yeah.
No issues.
Oh, that was Airbnb that you stayed at?
Kitchen. Yeah.
See, that looked like a resort. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's a different world. Yeah.
But it's expensive, right? Like it was like 7 people. I don't even know how much it was, like thousands. So it depends. All right. Let's talk our interviewees, April, Brenda, Steve.
Could give a flying fuck about April and Brenda.
I could care less as well. I especially since we know this was filmed like a year and a half ago and they're no longer with her. I really don't care.
God, I didn't even take notes.
There wasn't anything. They met and hate each other.
Jaden at the beginning when they see her and he's like, she better watch her mouth. Like he's a total prick. He tries to act like he's all nice, trying to save face. Him and Brenda screwed, in my opinion, this, I really do believe that they screwed over the ex-wife, but maybe they didn't, you know, I don't know. But I feel like Brenda's, it's just
the story they told had a lot of holes. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Poor Jaden looks like she's got a lifetime of problems now because of him, because of daddy.
I know. Yeah.
And Preston, poor Preston. Man, boy, like Preston, stop. Okay.
I love men. Such dumbasses. Like,
what did he say? I kind of cut my dad's slack or something. Like he's just trying to do what's best for him. Yeah, best for him. He's a selfish prick.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I don't know.
Honestly, I didn't really pay attention, but I think the writing's on the wall there.
Poor little Jaden's face getting in that car.
Looked like she wanted to die.
So sad. Like really a lifetime of sadness.
It's just, you know, being heavily, I've thankfully never experienced this, but I know people who have, like being extremely disappointed in your parents is horrible. You know what I mean? Like when your parents fail you to the point where you're just like, who are you? It's so sad, especially at that age. It's just like, God, I have nobody. My dad's a fucking polygamist. And like, you know, it's just, it's hard. I feel for her. I really do.
And the way he talks when I'm sure when he's not on camera, he's a little bit more cold than he tries to put on. Yeah. She better watch out. She's talking to me. It's like, oh God.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way Brenda acts like she's not involved at all. Like his kids. You notice that? She does not try to intertwine herself into the, which I guess could be good too, but I don't know.
Yeah. Who else we got? Merrifields. I barely paid attention to this.
Oh. So they're fake calls with Bert. Why is Bert wearing a mask on the video call?
Love it. Love it. COVID compliant.
But where is she? Is she at home or maybe she's around her mom and her mom's super sick, but why would she be wearing the mask? I would like to know.
Yeah. Well, maybe she was out in public. Like it looked like she was kind of out and about.
To try to get internet. Maybe she has to go to like a public spot. That could be it.
I mean, this seems like they somehow got on the show and then figured out like, ooh, we got to somehow keep this going. And so we're just going to fill it with like bullshit conversations about Bert. Like,
is Bert ever coming? No.
No. Oh.
Doesn't seem like it, right? And then when with the whole immigration thing, is there anything to that?
When they said to the friend, like something like, well, you know,
to her brother,
but she needs to, you know, we got to get the blood pressure checked and mom has to get her heart checked and God willing, those things happen and then she'll come. It's like there's going to be an excuse like that for another 2 years, at least.
It's too bad because it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
But Danielle really acts like she's really okay with it when she's not. I love the sister and brother-in-law just think they're idiots. Can't believe they would. I would not go on screen with my brother if he pulled some dumb shit like this. No. I'd be like, you're on your own. I block me out like cops. I'm not going out there for you like that. The next episode, are they making it seem like Garrick is going to have a baby with her and that he's might leave? Like Danielle looks shocked that he would have a baby and she would still live in, is she in Colombia? And then she would never move here. Does she think that he would leave her
the baby would,
and that she would leave and go be with Bert? I mean,
it's a mess. So stupid. I've never been more disappointed in like a follow-up season.
It's a fail, you know,
or follow up like couple than this. It's like, God, this is terrible.
We waited so long for their. They were such a great segment.
Great. It was foundational to the first season. I know. Yeah, it's real let down. What are we gonna do?
And if her parents aren't on the episode, it's a waste. I love her dad.
I love him too. And their empty ass house looks like they have no money to furnish it.
I'm done with them.
But the one thing always that I get out of these situations. These fucking translation apps that they're using are unbelievably good. Where are they? Is this like under a paywall? Like, do you have to pay for this? Why is that so good? I've never found anything like that.
They probably, yeah.
Gotta be a paid
90 Day Fiance needs that, right?
Yeah, they've had it.
God, it's too bad. Yeah. We'll see. I can't stand even looking at Danielle And Garrick, I've always hated. So,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Danielle, Nick, and Jennifer really make this. They made the season. Thank God for them.
Yes, 100%. 100%. All right, guys, guess what? We'll be back. Love After Lockup coverage starts soon. We got an interview coming your way with one of our old friends, Love After Lockup. So stay tuned. We love you guys. We'll be back.
Bye, guys.